はい、ジャパニーズポート101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
夏子です。
幸子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 162, YouTube celebrities. 夏子さん、 YouTube, what do you think?
It's becoming very popular in Japan as well, right? I hear a lot of peopleWatching them.
Natsuko-san, can you give us the pronunciation of YouTube in Japanese?
YouTube.
And just break that down?
YouTube. YouTube.
And Sachiko-san, tell us what today's lesson is about.
So it's about this man who has a great idea for a show that he wants to put on YouTube. And he's telling this friend who isn't as enthusiastic. And that gap is just really interesting.
We're going to find out more about this. Here we go.
Hi. もしもし?
俺は天才だ。ね、すごいアイデアがある。
何？
最近 YouTube すごい人気あるじゃん。
うん、
うん。俺たちで番組を作ろうぜ。
どういう？
心の準備はできた？
え？
Are you ready?
うん、うん、できた。
じゃあ行くぜ。甘いのか、辛いのか、どっちか。
何？食べ物？
その通り。甘いのか辛いのかどっちか、知らない人々にどっちか好きか聞くんだ。甘いものあるいは辛いもの。
いや、わかるけど、なんて言っていいかわかんない。まあいいや。いつから撮るの？
もちろん今からに決まってんじゃん。 Are you ready? Let's go!
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
はい、もしもし。
俺は天才だ。ねえ、すごいアイディアがある。
何？
最近 YouTube すごい人気あるじゃん。
うん。
俺たちで番組を作ろうぜ。
どういう？
心の準備はできた？ Are you ready?
うん、できた。
じゃあ行くぜ。甘いのか辛いのか、どっちか。
何？食べ物？
その通り。甘いのか、辛いのか、どっちか。知らない人々に、どっちが好きか聞くんだ。甘いもの、あるいは辛いもの。
わかるけど、なんて言っていいか、わからない。まあ、いいや。いつから撮る？
もちろん、今からに決まってんじゃん。Are you ready? Let's go!
次は英語が入ります。
はい、もしもし？
Hello?
俺は天才だ。ね、すごいアイデアがある。
I'm a genius. I have a great idea.
何？
What's up?
最近 YouTube すごい人気あるじゃん。
YouTube is really popular these days, isn't it?
うん。
Yeah.
俺たちで番組を作ろうぜ。
Let's make a program ourselves.
どういう？
What kind of program?
心の準備はできた？ Are you ready?
Are you sitting down? Are you ready?
うん、できた。
Yeah, I'm ready.
じゃあ行くぜ。甘いのか辛いのかどっちか。
So, here I go. Sweet one, spicy one, which one?
何？食べ物？
What? You mean food?
その通り！
Exactly.
甘いのか辛いのかどっちか。
Sweet one, spicy one, which one?
知らない人々にどっちか好きか聞くんだ。甘いもの、あるいは辛いもの。
We ask strangers which ones they like. Something sweet or something spicy.
いや、わかるけど、なんて言っていいかわかんない。
I get it, but I don't know what to say.
まあいいや。いつから撮るの？
Anyway, whatever. When do we record?
もちろん今からに決まってんじゃん。Are you ready? Let's go!
Right away, of course. Are you ready? Let's go!
夏子さん、どう思いましたか？
いや、なんかよくわからなかったんですけど、何がやりたいのかな？
You didn't understand what they wanted to do?
I'm not sure.
Sachiko-san, help us out here. I think it's pretty clear.
So the one person with the brilliant idea wanted to make a show surveying what people like better, sweet foods or spicy foods. And so he's all revved up and ready to go.
Ah, I see.
Makes sense now, right?
Mm-hmm.
What we're going to do now is jump into the vocab, and then after that, we're going to take a look at this dialogue. Here we go.
天才,
genius.
天才, 天才. YouTube.
YouTube.
YouTube. YouTube. 番組.
Program.
番組. 番組.
Now, this can be used for radio and TV, correct?
Correct, correct.
And how about the internet? What's going on with the internet?
Maybe you can use it for some footage, but I think you call them contents.
So pronounce the Japanese way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Contents.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just give us that one more time.
Contents. Contents.
Next.
心の準備.
Mentally prepare.
心の準備.
Now, this phrase is quite common.
Right, yeah.
And literally, it's heart's preparation.
Mm-hmm.
But again, we'll mention this over and over. In Japanese, kokoro is not just the heart, but actually usually the mind.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, mental preparation.
Yes. Yeah.
So, before something really big. So, this guy is going way overboard. Are you mentally prepared? Have you got yourself ready?
Yes.
Are you ready for this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Usually, it's reserved for exams or competitions, something mm-hmm. major, like something really important in your life.
Yeah, right.
Not for a YouTube program.
Not
well, quite. It can change your life.
Maybe.
Okay, and then finally, we have the expression.
その通り. Exactly. その通り. その通り.
So we have the demonstrative sono,
mm-hmm.
that, followed by?
通り.
Which is?
Same or similar.
Yeah, that's the same. And so, that's it. You nailed it. Exactly. Okay, now let's take a look at this conversation. Natsuko-san, again, yeah. What is going on here? We're going to figure it out. Now let's take a look at the second line.
俺は天才だ。すごいアイデアがある。
Now, let's take a look at the second part. Sachiko, what does this mean?
I have a great idea.
Now, let's take a look at it literally. First, we have...
Great.
Followed by...
Idea.
Then...
Is there.
Great idea there is. When aru is used, it literally means there exists.
Mm-hmm.
But it can also be translated as to have.
Right.
Right.
So when we translate this, I have a great idea. But literally, great idea there is.
Close enough.
Close enough. Okay, next we're going to take a look at... Well, I think we're going to really focus on the guy speaker. What do we have next from the guy speaker?
最近YouTubeがすごい人気あるじゃん?
Okay, yeah, we want to focus on that last bit there. Natsuko-san, what do we end that with?
じゃん?
What does this mean?
It means じゃない.
Yeah, it's kind of like a contracted じゃない.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, asking, in an asking way.
Yeah, it's a tag question.
Mm-hmm.
So, recently, YouTube's popular, isn't it? Now, in English, you kind of coordinate this with the verb that precedes it, but the great thing about Japanese is, じゃん will kind of magically coordinate itself with the verb that precedes it.
Right.
Yay!
I heard that this is, you know, kind of a Kanto dialect.
Definitely. I'm from Osaka, and I would never say じゃん.
Mm-hmm.
We would say yang instead.
Oh.
But that's a different lesson yeah. right there.
Yeah, a little sneak preview of the upcoming
yes.
Osaka dialect
Woo.
Lesson. Okay, now we get into some really interesting things here. Let's just jump down to the girl saying, what kind of show?
どういう番組?
Okay, we can't stress this phrase enough. どういう? In spoken Japanese, it is just used all the time. What kind of show? Natsuko-san, how about what kind of food?
どういう食べ物?
Yeah, what kind of food? This is used all the time in spoken Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
What kind?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now in the textbooks, of course, you'll come across donna.
Right.
I guess it just mm-hmm. doesn't roll off the tongue
right.
as well.
Mm.
And there's politeness issues with it. But even in sometimes politer Japanese, doyu will get in there.
Yeah, right.
Okay, and then we jump to the next part.
心の準備できた?
Are you mentally prepared? Followed by?
Are you ready?
And Sachiko-san, help us out here.
Well, a lot of Japanese people actually say this in English. They mm-hmm. say it, but with a Japanese accent.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready? It's just a comical thing to say.
Yeah, they take these certain catchphrases.
Yeah.
They turn them into...
Japanglish.
Yes. I think people whose ears are not adjusted or kind of adjusted to hearing the katakana pronunciation, mm-hmm. the first time I heard these words, they didn't make any sense to me.
No wonder.
Okay, so yeah, this is a very comical way. Then we have, yes, できた. This is followed by...
じゃ、行くぜ.
じゃ is a filler. Okay, mm-hmm. followed by 行くぜ. Now, I'm going to go. Or I'm going now. I'm going to tell you. Mm-hmm. The ze is used by male speakers, yeah. kind of for emphasis.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm going to go now. And this is followed with...
甘いのか辛いのかどっちか.
Okay. And this is actually today's grammar point. Now, 甘い means what, Natsuko-san?
Sweet.
And 辛い means what, Sachiko-san?
Spicy.
But when we attach the no onto this...
Sweet thing.
Yes. Again, in the previous lesson, we nominalized phrases. And in previous lessons, we use no to nominalize verbs. Here, we're actually using it to nominalize adjectives.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And this is done by adding a no.
Yes.
A popular phrasing for asking people if they like certain things is, 甘いのは好きですか? Mm-hmm. Do you like sweet things? Then, of course, どっちか is, どっち is short for どちら, and just means, which do you like? But here, the phrasing is very interesting. Three questions. Sachiko-san.
甘いのか辛いのかどっちか?
Sweet things, hot things, which? And in spoken Japanese, you'll often come across, かどっち or どちら?
Mm-hmm.
This is a very popular phrasing, but more about that inside the PDF. And you won't really come across this in textbooks unless you're reading someone's spoken words, but it's a very popular way to phrase it.
Very rhythmical, too.
Very nice. And now this is followed by the listeners kind of not exactly following what the person's speaking about, because amai thing, sweet things, and hot things, well, what exactly are you talking about? So she wants to kind of specify. She wants to clarify what the speaker is talking about. And she accomplishes by asking,
何? 食べ物?
What? Food? What? Are you talking about food? And he is. All right, we are running short on time today, but one last phrase we should take a look at. The last phrase he says,
もちろん、今からに決まってるじゃん.
Of course. You know we're going to do it from now. Or, of course, we're going to start now. So this phrase,
決まってる.
It's been decided, or you know what's coming.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then, of course, we have our...
Japanglish. Are you ready? Let's go!
Oh, man.
Which actually means, are you ready? Let's go, in mm-hmm. case you didn't catch that.
Oh, all right. We're going to stop here. But any questions, stop by. Leave us a post. Stop by JapaneseSpot101.com. Pick up the PDF. And any other questions, just leave us a post, and we'll get back to you. That's going to do for today.
じゃあ、また明日ね。また明日。